Now, chapter 14. What did you learn from your father? Robert's response.
My dad was a great man. Even as a child, I looked up to him and respected him. I was proud to be his son, and I wanted him to be proud of me. On the first day of school, teachers would read the class roster, and every teacher would stop after calling out my name and say, "Is Ralph Kiyosaki your father?" My dad was the head of education for the state of Hawaii. He was tall for being Japanese, about 6'3", so he stood out in more ways than one. He was known as a brilliant man and an independent thinker. He had graduated the top of his class as valedictorian and was respected as a great educator in the school system of Hawaii. Just before he passed away, he was recognized as one of the top two educators in Hawaii's history. I remember him showing me the newspaper article about the award, and he was crying. As the article said, he had dedicated his life to education and Hawaii's children. My dad had originally planned on going to medical school. Our family, for generations, had been medical doctors. But when he was in high school on the island of Maui, he noticed that his classmates were rapidly disappearing from class. As student president of his class, he went to the principal to find out where the kids were going. At first, he got the runaround, but he finally learned the truth. He found out that the sugar plantation that most of the kids' parents worked for had a standing order that 20% of the kids had to be failed, regardless of how they were doing in school. This was to ensure that the sugar plantation had enough uneducated laborers. My father learned that teachers, principals, and people at all levels within the education system went along with that. It was then that my father decided against medical school and went to college to become a teacher to try to change the system. In addition, he fought to bring the best education possible to kids whose parents could not afford private schools, kids who had no choice but to depend on the public school system to work for them instead of against them. He fought that battle all his life. However, as hard as my dad fought, the state of Hawaii continues to have one of the worst education systems in America. This is not caused by a lack of money. In 2001, the budget for the educational system was $1.3 billion, and in 2006, it is $2.1 billion. An article about the system in the May 2006 issue of Honolulu Magazine stated, "But while legislators are forking over more money today than they did 5 years ago, taxpayers aren't seeing any payoff. One thing that hasn't changed much about our government-run school system is its remarkable ability to resist change." My father ran for lieutenant governor of Hawaii because he realized he could not change the system as only the superintendent of education. He needed to go higher. So he ran for office as a Republican in a very pro-labor Democratic state. He was crushed in more ways than one. Not only was he never allowed to hold a government job in Hawaii again because he went against the political machine that grips Hawaii, but his very own people, the men he brought up with him over the years, turned against him because they were so afraid of losing their jobs. In 1974, I returned from Vietnam and found my dad sitting in his home, only in his 50s, a broken man. He had tried to make some money by purchasing a national ice cream franchise. He took an early retirement and withdrew most of his savings and lost it all in the franchise. If not for the small check he received from the state and later from Social Security and Medicare, he would have been destitute. That was a defining moment for me. Seeing my dad, a man I loved and looked up to, sitting in his living room and watching television all day shook me. Here he was in the prime of life, highly educated, but with a broken spirit. At that moment, I realized that education was missing something vital. Our traditional education did not prepare us for the real world. It prepared us to be employees. It was then that I knew I would follow in the footsteps of my rich dad, the father of my best friend, and not my real dad's. I decided to follow in my rich dad's footsteps because he did not let his lack of formal education crush his entrepreneurial spirit or his desire to teach and mentor his son and me. For those of you who don't already know, he ultimately became one of the richest men in Hawaii.